Next case, please.
The next case is case 12,230, David R. Yingling and Mona L. Hansford seek variances from the front yard setback for an existing and proposed structures. Sections 115-34 and 115-182 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the south side of Laughlin Lane, approximately 481 feet east of Cedar Neck Road. The 911 address is 112 Laughlin Lane, Ocean View. The zoning district is MR. The tax parcel is District 134, Map 5, Parcel 291. Specifically, they are requesting a 1.9-foot variance and then a 13.7-foot variance for an existing and proposed structure. Received no letters in support, no letters in opposition, one mail return. Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
David R. Yingling. You want my home address on both of them?
Whatever address you care to give us, that's your mailing or residence.
400 Summer Street, Blair, Maryland. To 1015.
Okay. And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, I will be recusing myself from this hearing.
Okay. Good evening, Ms. Weidman.
Good evening. Susan Weidman, Attorney Susan Weidman, on behalf of the applicants. David Yingling and his sister Mona. Mona is not with us this morning. David, you have been sworn. Are you the applicant that is being presented at this time to the board?
Yes.
I apologize. If I could take just a moment, I forgot to introduce my new attorney, Veronica Townsend, who hails from Indian River High School, University of Delaware grad. She just passed the Delaware bar and gets sworn in December 12th. So I just want to introduce her to the board because you will be seeing her in the future.
Congratulations.
A very big accomplishment, as we all know.
Yes, indeed.
Okay. David, you are the applicant. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
And we have passed out pictures. You probably have those. And if the board would kindly take out the picture, I'm not sure if everyone has been out to the property, but it is a very unusual property, so I wanted to make sure the board is clear on what they're looking at. When you have the picture in front of you that shows the set of stairs and then the deck to the left, you're actually coming from the street view, and that picture was taken. These stairs are actually sort of the front of the house, although the county considers the front, and Ms. Cornwell did the best she could in trying to switch this to the front where these stairs come up, but unfortunately it's a curvy road, and so the deck that is encroaching in this front corner that is encroaching has been there for a lengthy period of time. What year was this property built, David?
It was built in 1988.
And built in 1988. And did you build this property?
No, my father did.
Okay, if you could try to speak.
Sorry about my voice, I have throat cancer.
Okay. Okay, so if you are unable to hear him, if you would just speak up and I'll ask him to repeat it or I will repeat it for him. So your dad built the house in 1991, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, and he applied for a building permit with the county, is that correct?
Correct.
And he also applied for a certificate of occupancy, is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, and the county was unable to locate that. See
ya. That's correct.
1988, and then you just said 19.
I actually said 88 by air. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
It was built in 1991. Thank you for clarifying that. It was built in 1991.
91, okay.
And he did just hand me, I'm not sure if you have this in your file, but I can circulate it. He just handed me a few minutes ago the original application for the CO, but even Archives was unable to, when they converted over, unable to find the original CO, but it was applied for and a fee was paid and the building permit was applied for, so if I could circulate that as well. So I can always come up and get a copy. And then after 1991, in 1992, your father enclosed with a screen a small, they call it a deck on the county form, but it's actually a little porch. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And that's on The county calls it the side. I call it the rear of the property because it is the part of the property that faces the wetlands. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And how big would you say that is? About 6 by 10?
Yes, about 6 by 10.
At the most, I would say, since I've seen it. And your dad did receive a certificate of occupancy for that, did he not?
Yes, he did.
And that was in June of 1992?
Yes.
Okay, and I'm also going to ask that this be submitted. This was just handed to me as well, Ms. Thank you. And so we are here today because you have had your property on the market since 2016 for sale. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And you finally were able to obtain a purchaser of the property, and they obtained a survey, and hence the reason why we're here.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, so in the photo that I was referring to with the stairs and the deck, the front portion here on the right is encroaching. Is that correct? So you will see on the survey that it is 28.1 feet and it needs to be 30 feet according to the county. So you are asking for a 1.9 foot variance for that front left corner as you are looking at the house, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
And then the deck, you were asking, because it looks like it is 22.3 feet and needs to be 30 feet because the county considers that to be the front of the house. So you are asking for a variance there as well.
That's correct also.
And you are additionally asking to make your property more marketable so that we either can revive these purchasers that were going to purchase it and it fell through, or future purchasers. You are asking, because of the beautiful area that this deck faces, you are asking to increase the width of the deck by 6 feet. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, so you're asking for a 13.7 foot variance to increase the width of the deck.
Yes, that's correct.
And you also wish to enclose the deck with either screen or to make it a three-season sunroom.
That's correct.
And you have no intention of building an upper-level deck like you see some of the houses in your community?
No, I don't.
So it's just going to be a room enclosing that deck?
Yes, just enclose the existing deck or a little bigger.
Okay, so let's go through, because we have to create a record for the board, and this is the application that you submitted that they have in front of them now. This property, is it a regular shaped lot?
No, it's irregular shape.
It's irregular shaped. And this is the road that snakes around the side. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And is there a neighbor to the left of this house?
No, there's not. There's a road there.
And the wetlands are all in front, in the back here?
Yes, they're in front, which I call the back.
And there is a house to the right that is on the opposite side of the deck. Is that correct?
Yes, there's a house there.
And you've already testified that you did not create this situation. Your dad actually built this house back in 1991, and that included this deck.
Yes, that's correct.
And is there anything you could do other than hiring someone and paying them over $50,000 to move this entire house to bring it into compliance?
No.
And will this, well, what's the name of the development in case there are members here that have not been out to see the property?
That's called Bayside Hamlet.
And it's off of Cedar Neck Road, is that correct?
That's correct.
And it's a waterfront community?
Yes.
And if you would describe some of the other houses in the development, do these other houses have decks?
Yes, all the houses have decks.
Upper level, lower level?
They have actually lower levels, upper levels, both levels. Some are enclosed, some aren't enclosed.
So if you were allowed to increase the size of this deck and enclose it, put a roof on it, make a three-season room or make a screened-in porch, would this alter the character of the neighborhood?
It wouldn't alter it. It would improve it. It would look nicer.
Okay. Because the deck that's there now is wooden, is that correct?
Yes, it's a wooden deck now.
Okay, so if you were allowed to increase it and close it in, it would improve the value of not only your house, but the neighboring houses?
Yes, it would add something to the neighborhood. It would make it better.
Okay, I believe that is all that we have. Does any member of the board have any questions for us?
I'll steal Mr. Sharp's thunder. How much distance do you feel you have between your property line and the road?
I would say, I'm guessing at this, I would say probably 35, 40 feet there, 30 feet.
Not from the house. If you look at the map up here, see the property line? See the property between your property and the street?
Yes.
Can you guesstimate how much that is?
I would say that's about 30 feet, the corner. Where it says 78.
The property line stops, and then there's so much grass there. It's a huge distance.
Quite a bit of easement.
Yeah, huge distance.
Well, the road is not that wide, correct?
The road is, it's two car widths if you actually saddle there.
So 20 feet or so, and it's probably got a 50-foot right of way about.
Right. And at the front where the bend is, that's straight out all the way out to the water. There's no houses there.
Because even on this survey, the measurement taken was to the property line, mm-hmm. but there's even more grassy area beyond that.
That's my question. Yeah. How much more grassy area would you estimate between?
Oh, okay, well, there, just a guess. At that corner, I would say that's probably close to at least 40, 45, 50 feet right there.
It's
so
a lot.
That's a lot.
If I can answer that question, it looks maybe 10 to 15 on the left side, and it definitely narrows as it goes down, but not slightly, but it definitely looks like there's maybe 10, 15 feet on the left side that is closer to the house, and you can kind of see how it narrows in that curve, and it slightly widens up at the end of that curve.
And that would be, of course.
You're talking about the corner to the yellow line.
Yeah. Well, and the yellow line is a tax map line. It's not a property line. So
I didn't think it was. Yeah. I thought the property line was out where the street is.
But if that was,
no.
Proportionately, if that was the case, then you would need even more of a variance. But either way, there is space. I guess the main question is there space between your property line and the edge of pavement?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
There's a lot of space there.
Yeah, this is the picture in your packet here taken from the deck looking over. You can see there's not even a house there. Like
right.
If he widens this deck, it's not like, oh, he's going to encroach.
Right.
I do know that there is someone here tonight who is concerned with him putting an upper level deck because their property sits behind this one, but he has no intention of putting an upper level deck on there. It is a beautiful
deck. It's already a two-story house, so putting an upper deck on this would be ridiculous. This one, to tie it in where it would go to the existing roof at the bottom.
And you can even see from this picture taken from the deck, this is the house that if you're sitting on the deck, you're looking at this house that actually has an upper level deck. But this is ground level, as you can see.
Okay. Other questions for members of the board?
Yeah, are you adding on to the deck? Are you going to tear the old deck off and do all new boards on it completely?
Probably that would be the correct way. If you were going to enclose it, I would do it from scratch.
From scratch is completely
right.
Right.
That would make
logic. But in the same,
in
the same footprints, just set for the 6 foot you're adding on.
Say that again, I'm sorry.
In the same footprint,
the same footprint.
Just adding
and
on
possibly maybe go a foot or two here or there. That's why I asked for the extra case. If they have to make a foot or something to build up, you know, to make the enclosure. That's why I thought I'd add a couple extra feet because we were already here for the setback reason. I thought, well, heck, I'll add a couple feet to it.
It's just time to do it now.
Right.
Yep.
Clean it up now.
Okay. Thank you.
Any
okay.
Questions?
Mr. Sharp.
So is this property approved by well and septic?
It has a public sewer joint in it, and it has a well.
Okay, where's the well? Is it to the...
The well is what I would call the front of the house. Well, no, actually, it's to the side of the house.
How about directionally?
See where it says 160? It would be to the front of that, right there. Go further a little to the right.
So the south side of the house?
Yes.
Okay. So when this was built, was it improved with a septic at that time? Do we know?
Well, it was originally built with septic, which is on the opposite side of the house, and then...
So on the north side of the property, or in that area between the house and the shed?
This side here. What's that? What side's that?
It's where Laughlin Lane is.
That's where the septic used to be.
Like right here, Mr. Sharp, on the survey. This is where the septic used to be.
Okay, so on the north side of the property.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, it just helps, because trying to get an idea, because this was built, maybe that was why. I don't know if you said this or not, have there been any complaints from neighbors about where these structures are located that you've received? I saw a letter of support in your...
No, I haven't had any complaints about where it's located or what we're doing. I had concern from the neighbor behind us that he didn't want it to be built way up in the air. And I'm like, we're not building a skyscraper. I was just going to enclose it.
All right, so...
Which would keep it below the existing roof. He would never see it from his house.
If from your pictures, I noticed that to the south of the property appears to be some wetlands. Do you have issues with mosquitoes and other things that make it difficult to use outdoor living space like a deck?
Yes, yes. There's always lots of mosquitoes there.
What about horse flies?
Yeah, those. Yeah, you had a ton of those. It would be nice to enclose it.
Okay. Is there a reason you couldn't... And I know you have the existing deck there, but is there a reason you couldn't go on the other side of the property where there appears to be some space on the west side?
Well, the doors are right there. It's a...
So there's no access points on the other side?
There's no access on the other side.
Okay. All right. I have no further questions. Thank you.
Okay. Is there anyone here in favor of this application? There's a show of one hand. Would you like to speak? Two hands, I'm sorry.
Can I speak?
Yes, you may. Just need to be sworn in.
Up here, sir. Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
My name is Al Okonski. My address is 112 Laughlin Lane, Ocean View, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you. And you can...
Good evening.
Good evening. I have copies of what I would say, if that's helpful.
Perfect.
Good evening, board members. My name is Al Okonski, and I own the home at 110 Laughlin Lane, next door to 112 Laughlin Lane. I'm speaking to you today about the variance requested for 112 Laughlin Lane. My wife, Roseanne, and I understand that our neighbor's home at 112 is not in compliance with zoning rules, and we support their efforts to correct the deficiencies, including the utilization of an approved and limited variance. Variance request one, variance of 1.9 feet for the present 28.1 foot setback. We support that request, limited to accepting the existing construction. Variance request number two, the current deck presently encroaching 7.7 feet into the setback, to be granted a variance of 13.1 feet. We support that the part of that request for acceptance of the 7.7 foot encroachment because it is existing construction, and we're okay with it. With conditions, we also support the part of the request that permits 6 feet of additional encroachment. The conditions, as we see it, are that the floor elevation and the width of the additional 6 foot of encroachment should be limited to match the current deck. And it's important to us that no other Laughlin Lane neighbor or neighbors oppose this part of the variance request. And we don't know of any opposition, so we think that's okay. The third variance request, that the current deck discussed in two above be enclosed with a roof and screen. With conditions, we support that request too. And the conditions are that the enclosure and roof be limited to one story, and that the exterior height be limited to 15 feet or some other acceptable height. The 15 foot to be measured from the current floor level of the current deck. And again, as long as no other Laughlin Lane neighbors or neighbor opposes this part of the variance request, we're supportive. Final comments would be that on our street, our experience has been that all our neighbors do their best to follow the pre-agreed rules, covenants, and codes, including following all the setback responsibilities. People are very good about that. We all understand this underpins our property values and quality of life. In that spirit, a responsible variance, which we think this is, with clear limits, can be accepted by us, and I believe by our neighbors. I support the applicant's variance request with the understanding that the limits identified above are clearly incorporated. Thank you.
Thank you. Other questions from members of the board for the individual? Okay. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, being familiar with this community and the mosquitoes and horseflies, I make a motion that we approve case 12,230, granting a 1.9-foot variance to clean up an existing corner violation. We will also grant a variance of 13.7 feet for a one-story addition built to the existing floor level of the existing structure, and a 412 roof pitch, which is a minimum required to maintain roof shingles in our coastal environment, and no deck above the addition, just roof. The uniqueness of the property is it's oddly shaped, and it cannot be otherwise developed because of the shape. The applicant did not create the problem of the violation or the buildable area, which we're requesting a variance for. His father built it in 1991, therefore the applicant did not create it. It will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. It's a minimal variance request to bring this encroachment into compliance, and the 13.7 feet is a minimal variance request to afford relief for the addition.
Well, I second that motion.
I have a motion and a second. So by roll call vote, Mr. Workman.
Aye for those reasons stated.
Mr. Callaway.
Aye for the previous reasons that have been stated.
Mr. Mears.
Aye for my reasons.
Aye too for the reasons stated. So by a vote of 4-0, case is approved.
With conditions.
With the conditions, yes.